Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about infrastructure, I guess. A bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh just a couple of hours before President Biden was due to arrive in the city of Pittsburgh to speak about the benefits of his infrastructure bill. Do I believe that this was a deliberate setup by the White House, that this is somehow a conspiracy to try to make the president look good or at least relevant? No. Come on. We're talking about a major bridge, which, by the way, with typical Pennsylvania efficiency, the bridge had been rated a poor condition on a number and this is recent. And obviously something should have been done about it. We'll go to the president to see what he has to say when he's going to be speaking live a few minutes from now, I believe. We also, of course, are going to be talking about all the latest polling and prognostications and everything else that show that the Republicans have a very formidable advantage going into this election. And will the Democrats be able to use this new Supreme Court appointment in order to rally their base and to make it more competitive? Well, no, says Mark Thiessen. If the Republicans actually play their cards right and avoid giving the Democrats the fight over a Supreme Court seat, a fight that Republicans absolutely would lose because that's where the math is. And if the Republicans handle it intelligently and graciously, no, it's not going to work to suddenly rally the base because everybody knows it's kind of a done deal. By the way, one of the reasons for that is Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin, both of whom have been courageous and admirable in bucking the Democratic establishment and voting against, for instance, the Build Back Better budget-busting Biden bill. The fact that Senators Sinema and Manchin both have shown consistent support for all of Biden's judicial nominees, and there have been many of them. I think it's certainly more than 50 so far. But those nominees, every single one of them has been supported by Biden, but not just by Biden, who made the appointments, but by Sinema and by Manchin. We also have some movies to look at, including one radical new movie that tries to be a romantic love story about two people, both single parents with a troubled passel of kids, but they come together in romance through the wonders of the BDSM community. That's a bondage and domination sadomasochism community. A first mainstream comedy about that lovely embattled minority. We will talk about that, not too graphically, later in the show. 1-800-955-1776. We'll also take a look at a Medved music review. Kid Rock's exciting new release. He has an exciting new release called Let's Go Brandon. And that's the chorus as well, and it's a song that takes a pretty hard look at Dr. Fauci and the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. This morning, an amazing sight in New York City that has gained a great deal of attention from everyone, and rightfully so. Officer Jason Rivera, who was one of the two cops killed in that horrible case a week ago, it was they had been summoned by a mother who was being threatened by her son, and they came to try to help her. And she said her son was down a hallway in another room. The officers came down there, and he pulled out his gun and just began shooting them. A third officer, who was also present, was able to fire at the suspect, and he died. But, and by the way, very, very long criminal record. And this case with a 27-year-old and a 22-year-old officer, Officer Jason Rivera was 22. And at the cathedral, with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of cops gathered around to honor their fallen comrade, she talked about the system failing us, and meaning all the people of New York City, but meaning particularly the people who risk their lives every day to make people safer. Here is what she said. There's a was lasting and lusty applause to what she said, speaking for many, many of the cops who were there. This is clip 16. Listen.
Through pain and sorrow, this is exactly how he would have wanted to be remembered. Like a true hero. Or like I used to call him, Big P.O. Rivera. You have the whole nation on gridlock. And although you won't be here anymore, I want you to live through me. The system continues to fail us. We are not safe anymore. Not even the members of the service. I know you were tired of these laws, especially the ones from the new DA. I hope he's watching you speak through me right now. I'm sure all of our blue family is tired too. But I promise, we promise, that your death won't be in vain. I love you to the end of time. We'll take the watch from here.
It's very hard to listen to that. She's referring to the new DA as Alvin Bragg, who is one of that new liberal breed of DAs, who is on a very different page from the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, who also spoke movingly. But DA Bragg has new charging, bail, plea, and sentencing policies, which have faced criticism from police union leaders. The DA was present at the funeral. He made no attempt, obviously, to answer back. There is so much more of this, but there's also more, unfortunately, of Omicron and COVID. The cases, COVID cases, January 27th, yesterday, were 526,893. Now, that's four times as much. I mean, four times as much almost. More than three times as much as we had January 27th of 2021. But at the same time, there were many fewer deaths this year, despite the higher number of cases. What are we doing that is actually helping to lower the number of deaths? And at what point should we look toward reduced numbers of cases? We'll be talking to two physicians, outstanding physicians from the front lines. That's the physicians from we speak to frequently from Evergreen Health in Kirkland, Washington, which has actually spent a longer time actually dealing with the COVID-19 virus than anybody else, because the first case was up here and it was at Evergreen Health that they tried very hard to save the very first victims as well. We'll be talking to the CEO of Evergreen Health, Jeff Tomlin, and to the chief medical officer at Torrey Palazzo. Coming up on the MedVed Show, the truth about vaccines and viruses. Coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As we all want to stop thinking about, hearing about, even having it enter our consciousness at all, wouldn't it be wonderful if just somehow you could scrub everything in your mind about COVID-19? You can't do that because the case numbers are phenomenally high. And we are getting to a point where basically a very high percentage of Americans have at one point or another had COVID and had to battle with it, and that's not over anytime soon. the experts tell us. Two genuine experts who have been working on this disease since the very beginning of its appearance in the United States are Jeff Tomlin. Dr. Tomlin is the CEO of Evergreen Health. He is also, not coincidentally, and I have to mention this in this context, Dr. Tomlin, he's the father of our co-producer on the show, rock star Greg Tomlin. And we're also joined, as we have been on many occasions before, by a very distinguished physician who is the chief medical officer at Evergreen Health, Ettore Palazzo. A gentleman, the case numbers are so very high. Has that put new pressure on Evergreen in terms of accommodating people?
Hey, Michael, great to speak with you again. It surely has. And interestingly, you know, we're closing in on the end of the second year of this pandemic. And in the early phase, in the first, you know, version of the virus, we shut down many things in the hospital. We actually had extra staff and few patients as we dealt with it. So it gave us time to do that. Interestingly, now with Omicron, with the high numbers, it even exceeded the number of inpatients that we had with the first variant. The extra patient population that came to us with multiple other diseases, including COVID, and all of a sudden short staffed and increased volumes has really challenged us in a new way. So absolutely, this has been a new challenge.
And I understand that there's just general, across the board, across the country, there people are short staffed. They're looking for traveling nurses, they're called, and some traveling physicians who actually, which makes puts real financial demands on an institution, no?
Oh, Michael, you're absolutely correct. Good to be with you. Ettore Palazzo here. No question, you know, nearly 2 years into this pandemic, we have seen healthcare workers start to think about their careers differently. And the timing of this this Omicron wave and the challenges now, 2 years in with that phenomenon, and even our own healthcare workers being out sick and the staffing that comes with that, definitely has made, in my opinion, this phase of the pandemic one of the most challenging that we've ever experienced here at Evergreen Health.
Which is extraordinary. Why is it one of the characteristics of the Omicron variant that leaves us with this situation of far more cases but far fewer deaths? Or is it that just we've gotten better at treating people?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. We definitely have learned a lot in 2 years with this virus and understanding what therapies work and what don't. But no question, the transmissibility of this particular variant supersedes all previous. So the case counts as a result of that and the transmission in community is quite significant. We're grateful that the severity of the variant is less, such that there are less hospitalizations, even though we are seeing a lot of COVID here at the hospital. Statistically, relative to the total number of cases, it is proportionally less than with the previous variants, and most thankfully, mortality is less too. So there are some challenges with this variant, but that aspect of it we are grateful for that it is less severe. Folks overall are not needing medical services as much as what we saw with Delta and some of the previous variants.
Okay, with that and the death rate going down on our better ability to treat people, there still are over one-fifth of American adults who are unvaccinated, and increasingly the line is, well, the death rate isn't so high, so the vaccinations are no longer important, and in fact they're dangerous. We've had people go on TV recently and to say that the vaccines are more dangerous than the virus itself. Your response?
Michael, my response is, you know, our own personal experience and the data that's out there absolutely shows that our most important tool remains vaccination and being up to date with vaccines. the overwhelming majority of the individuals in our hospital right now that have COVID-19, and certainly those that are the sickest in the ICU, are not up to date on their vaccines, meaning not fully vaccinated and not having received a booster if they're eligible based on time frame. So at this point, you know, along with the other mitigation tools that I think will continue to help us get to the backside of this most recent Omicron wave, vaccination plays an important part and as important as ever.
What about this spin-off? What do we know about it that has gotten some attention called BA.2? It's a spin-off of the Omicron virus. Should we be concerned?
Michael, I think it's a little too early to tell. Indeed, this subvariant of Omicron, which is being referred to as BA2, has a mutation profile that is very, very similar to the original Omicron, which also gets the designation of BA1. There are about 20 mutations that are different between the two, and so at this point, the preliminary research suggestions is that this will not be as severe as the initial Omicron, because there should be some immunity to folks that, because of the similarity to the folks that have been exposed and have recovered from the original Omicron variant. As far as what therapeutics look like, what vaccines do, all that is yet to be determined.
Can you see any general national change of policy that could make this less of a divisive and even controversial issue, because there's so many people who are just angry about various aspects of the pandemic, which has been going on for 2 years. What could we do to try to bring people together in a more constructive way?
Yeah, Michael, this is Jeff again. It is a really sad outcome of what we've been dealing with here for 2 years, because this really shouldn't be a partisan issue. Going back to the vaccines that you talked about, the data completely supports the safety of these vaccines. With the hundreds of thousands of people who have been vaccinated here, and millions even in the state, if in healthcare, we would see complications of those vaccines if they were real. And we have seen a very, very small number of people that have had some reactions, including inflammation of the heart muscle and such, which is usually self-limited, and they do recover. We do acknowledge that those kinds of things happen, but it doesn't appear to be in excess of what normal vaccinations given nationally for years and years. So it's a very safe vaccine. And that, when you say what could we do, I think simply all of us continuing to speak the truth about what we're experiencing and really eliminating the political nature of what's happening here. Certainly,
it certainly shouldn't be cause for politics. Can you hang on for another segment?
Yes,
gentlemen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. We'll be right back with Drs. Tomlin and Palazzo coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In the irony of all ironies, President Biden is set to visit Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Friday. The president set to promote his bipartisan infrastructure bill that he signed into law last year. This on the same day a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey giving an update after the bridge collapse.
Right now we don't have no fatalities. We got three hurt. They've been looked at, and I think 10 have been seen, and they're okay.
New York City is mourning the loss of a police officer killed in the line of duty. Officers from New York and around the country filled the streets outside St. Patrick's Cathedral Friday morning for a funeral mass of 22-year-old officer Jason Rivera. Rivera's wife tearing up through a speech in which she ended up saying police officers aren't safe anymore. The 22-year-old also promoted to captain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with Dr. Jeff Tomlin, who is a CEO of Evergreen Health in Kirkland, Washington, one of the finest medical institutions in this region, and with Ettore Palazzo, who is the Chief Medical Officer of Evergreen Health. Gentlemen, we were talking before about the need to try to take politics away from this, but right now there's so much government entanglement and there's so many different conspiracy theories, and when I say conspiracy theories, they're really a surprisingly large number of people and public commentators who buy into this idea that there is some kind of monitoring device that is being installed into people through the vaccination program, and a lot of it is associated with Bill Gates. You have overseen and seen the impact of probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of vaccinations for COVID-19 plus other vaccinations. What do you think are the chances, or even the vague possibility, that there is something nefarious about either COVID-19 vaccines, or as we saw the demonstrators in that mass march super spreader event on last Sunday, people saying the vaccines in general actually are introducing some kind of damaging either a chip or some other kind of monitoring device into the recipients?
Mike, I'm not sure where to start with that one, actually. Clearly, we have no evidence for that. We get the vaccines here, and I've seen Dr. Palazzo actually administer them to many of our staff as well as patients. So I'm going to have to check in with you, I guess, for my medical updates on occasion. I hadn't heard that one, but there's simply no evidence for that here.
No, I know that, but of course you get it from people who believe this stuff, and they believe it intensely, and they're so deeply concerned with it. I mean, if I can put another question, and maybe Dr. Palazzo, you'd know something of it. Again, comments on a former governor. And by the way, once upon a time, I voted for her for vice president of the United States back in 2008. And she just went out again. She has just been positive with COVID for the third time. She's gotten a positive test. And defying the law, actually, in New York City, by going out again to dine in a public restaurant. That can really implicate other people, can it?
Well, most certainly, Michael, and you know, irrespective of individual examples, we know from a public health standpoint, you know, what it means with this virus, and particularly with this most recent variant and its a tremendous transmissibility. And, you know, we hear the stories of individuals saying, well, this will be a mild illness. This is like the cold, and I should be fine, and I'm not worried about it. But there's personal choice, and there's also what ends up happening when inadvertently or directly, you know, your decisions end up affecting others that perhaps don't have the same health benefits that you do, that will result in a situation that is absolutely unfavorable for them from a medical standpoint. So, you know, looking at the question before this, we have indeed, you know, administered as part of our work through the King County vaccine program in Redmond, close to 180,000 doses and more for employees here. Here, as Dr. Talman said, I have personally vaccinated many, have received vaccine, and we are based in science here. We all the same things that lead you to make a decision to accept an antibiotic if you have an infection, or the other great things that you know medical technology has provided to improve the health and well-being. The vaccines that are in existence for COVID-19 were developed with that same rationale in mind. So if you're willing to get your antibiotic, if you're willing to come in and have your surgery for whatever ails you, that same research, that same technology is what is helping us battle the coronavirus right now.
One of the things that a lot of people had gotten up a lot of hope, because there were medicines and medications that were being developed, I think, by Merck. I know there was one being developed by Pfizer, which is another reason people put off or decided not to complete a vaccine regimen and to get the boosters and so forth. Any real hope of some kind of rapid development where you could take a pill that could deal with COVID once it's been contracted? Or are we still a long way away from that?
Well, those oral therapeutics to be used for outpatient scenarios, they are available now, but they are in very limited supply, and so there's but what is in plentiful supply is vaccine, and so we see these oral antivirals, molnupiravir and Paxlovid are the current names of these. They do have a role for certain, and there is efficacy data in support of them, and we are eager to be able to utilize them when they become more available to help those situations where folks do contract it and are at risk for developing a more severe illness. But from my standpoint, that is one tool, but more important is prevention and knowing that these other mechanisms, particularly vaccine, should really lead the charge in advance of considering a silver bullet with a medication after you acquire COVID.
And this leads me to, I think, the question that probably most people who are listening to us right now have at the top of their minds, which is how much longer? I mean, people have such a yearning to get back to normal, to be able to plan travel. My wife wants very much to go to Hawaii at some point while the winter is going on. Before we get back to being able, for instance, to travel normally, to go through airports normally, to deal with public events and restaurants and athletic events and more, what are we looking at? Are we looking at 2023 or maybe sometime this year?
Wow, I wish I had a crystal ball there, Michael. I think, unfortunately, the best answer is it depends. We're now seeing this Omicron peak, and it really, you know, is a peak unlike the other previous variants, and those look a little bit more like mountains. This one looked more like in the shape of a rocket. It just, it's by far and surpassed any of the other prior ones. The good news was that, you know, the vaccine is effective about keeping people from dying and keeping them out of the hospital in certainly a better extent. So it wasn't as dangerous a virus, but it was certainly more communicable. And so as this one goes away, it really depends on what the next mutation looks like. We can hope that it does become endemic. And, you know, you look at the great influenza of 1918 and those time frames, they went through a not-so-deadly phase and a very deadly phase, and then it just went away. It, you know, perhaps pandemics in the past, as you study those, show that there are a couple-year run, and then somehow they burn themselves out, and then it becomes a disease that we live with for centuries to come, like the common cold today. So we're all hoping that this will mutate into a less deadly virus, perhaps Omicron is that, as we all get more immunity to it, and then the disease becomes endemic, and then we just live with it. But it's really hard to say. I think we'll see as this one starts to fade away, and hopefully have some time where we can get vaccinated, you know, when appropriate, wear your mask, and then, you know, try to live your life and travel as safe as you can. But
thank you so much for your heroic work and for your common sense here. It's Dr. Tomlin and Dr. Palazzo from Evergreen Health. Keep up the good work, and God bless you for it. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved show, something new, and it's gotten my curiosity. It's something new from the Medved History Store. It's a collection of 15 Medved talks. These are speeches, lectures I've given over the years. I hate to say this, I don't even remember some of them. It's a complete collection. Over 14 hours of compelling audio, and again, this is different from our regular history programs, which are produced, which have sound bites in them. This is pretty good quality tape recordings of me speaking to various groups in various parts of the country about subjects like the pro-life revolution, the media grudge against Israel. 10 lives about same-sex marriage, Hollywood's delusions about itself, 4 lives about the war on terror, and some of them are historic in focus. There's a group, this talk I remember, it was a group to a Republican club, extremely well attended, by the way. And on victory lessons from Ronald Reagan. That was at a time when Republican hopes, this is during the Bush administration, I believe, were pretty high. And it was worth learning some victory lessons from the Gipper. In any event, this is all available at 50% off. And you can get them now. Go to medvedhistorystore.com. Or to michaelmedved.com, and that available from the Medved History Store. And, of course, you have access to all of our history programs, which is about 80 of them. If you join us as a Medhead Plus member, which costs you 22 cents a day. And it's worth checking out at medvedhistorystore.com. The ongoing situation with President President Biden is giving a his speech at Pittsburgh, and of course, I think that the speech would have gotten very little attention indeed if there hadn't been this bridge collapse right beforehand. But while all of that is going on, and it's tremendously important that we get some of the repairs that need to be done. I know that they have this bridge collapsing in Pittsburgh. We have a whole series of bridges out here in the Seattle area, that the West Seattle Bridge, which has been closed now for a while to the tremendous inconvenience of people who live in West Seattle. And why? Because it was allowed to deteriorate. One of the things that we need to do is not only to fix some of the outmoded and endangered infrastructure that that the government is spending money to hire people to go out and fix and take care of, but actually to figure out a better system so that we don't follow that pattern of less developed countries and sometimes other very privileged countries like the United States, where stuff just falls down. I mean, surely we can do something about that. Surely we can do something about that. And rather than being obsessed with building new infrastructure, today in the Seattle Times there was a huge story about the financial disaster of Sound Transit, of light rail, where people are not paying. That's been a problem for a while, and they don't know what they can do actually to get people to pay before they ride the train. And at the same time, people are not only not paying, they're not riding the trains enough. Now, this was entirely foreseeable. And what is amazing to me is they're talking about this crisis right now with the financing, about how this is possibly going to pay for itself or pay what it's supposed to be paying or how any of this is going to work. And there were an awful lot of us out there who, years ago, I mean, I think it was 1996, they made that final fateful vote, and it passed by, it was a 1.5%. It was very, very close to start this crazy project. And honestly, they're talking about continued building, I think, till it's 2080, they have plans. And meanwhile, they can't figure out how you get people to actually pay a little bit before you ride the train. And yet we're continuing to build and disrupt traffic and to take more and more tax money and to borrow more and more money. And no, the Biden infrastructure bill is not going to take care of it all. It's really one of those questions where the fascination with the train technology, and I know that we've got a real problem with the president right now, who's very proud of the fact that he took the train. And fine, you can take the train all you want between Wilmington, Delaware, and Washington, D.C., but within a given city, the idea that the traffic is actually benefited from these commitments and investments, it's not always the case. In fact, it's seldom the case. Yesterday, and this was in Washington, D.C., there was a deadly shooting at Days Inn. And the police chief, who is now Robert County, tied the spike in shootings and carjackings to the obvious cause, which is a lack of serious consequences for offenders. Listen, this is clip 14.
I mean, you can only go but so far in terms of pushing things on people. When people do bad things in neighborhoods, there has to be accountability for that.
What are the consequences if there's no accountability?
What we're seeing now, right?
What we're seeing now, which is this increase in criminality and the refusal to actually crack down on it. I was reading about, we had here recently at a a children's facility. There were a bunch of teenagers ranging between the age of 14 and 17, one of whom had killed people. And they were extremely dangerous. They assaulted three different members of the staff. And the one thing that struck in my mind, and they're out in the group home near Preston, Washington, and I think that they've apprehended, of the three people or four people who escaped, they've apprehended all but two of them, and they had severely and savagely assaulted the staff members. What was remarkable to me was reading that the staff members who were employed by the state of Washington are more than double the number of inmates. And the whole idea of treating youth offenders, as they're called, people who do killings and rapes and carjackings and assaults and doing extremely dangerous crimes, are often let off with greatly reduced consequences because of their age. There was the case in New York City of the student at Columbia who was knifed by a group of offenders and killed. And some of the offenders were as young as 13. We have a very, very real and very deep crime problem in this country. And yes, we are a decent and merciful and big-hearted land, but we have to have some heart for the victims, like the wife of the police officer, Rivera, who was mourned today in that very moving funeral in New York City. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to one of the leading constitutional scholars in the United States of America. Akhil Reed Amar is a professor of law and political science at Yale, and where he teaches constitutional law at both Yale College, that's for undergraduates, and at Yale Law School. We'll be speaking to him about the Supreme Court, where it stands, the future, whether he believes that it is somehow a violation for President Biden to suggest that he was determined to pick someone who was both black and female, and much more coming up with in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.